In three, we're ready to start. Two,
cleared for takeoff.
Testing.
Catch up now for real.
Turn it up.
Spin 103.
Woo!
Fully charged.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Now that we're all prepared, let's start the show.
One, two, three.
One more night's sleep till something truly amazing slash disturbing slash unattractive happens on the top of Grafton Street.
Yeah, if you listen to yesterday's podcast, you'll understand that I have to go to Grafton Street to sing Hit Me Baby One More Time to win Pitbull tickets for Monday. But what Nathan didn't tell me, I added an extra element this morning and I'm pretty upset by it. But also what I'm upset by is, just as I put on my headphones there, getting a spot on the back of my head. And recently I'm getting a lot of spots.
I know, I have noticed a spot. I didn't want to bring it up on the show. It's here. On your face. What happened
it's
there?
It's so sore.
What happened there?
It came to me yesterday morning, put a bit of cream on it, and I'm just keeping it at bay.
Is it a spot or is it a boil?
I think it's a boil.
What's the difference?
The boils are a hell of a lot sore. It has the capacity to be huge, so I am keeping it at bay now. But I've got getting a spot on the back of my head. Problem is, booked in for a haircut tomorrow morning. Tomorrow afternoon. So.
And all this.
So, I'm so sorry.
All these spots, they don't come from that trip you had in Magaluf.
I'm still taking creams for that trip.
Yeah.
All those years ago. What was that now? It was 20,
It was the summer of 60.
It was the summer of 2001.
Do it as Bryan Adams.
It was the summer of 2001.
Yeah.
I saw Calvin Harris in BCM. I saw Fatboy Slim in New York Rocks.
I have a spot downstairs.
On my bum. It was one hell of a trip. It was the summer of 2001.
Bow, bow,
that rhymes one and bum.
Bow,
bow. Right, this is the podcast. And we start off with, you know, Nathan wasn't happy with me this morning.
Was I happy? No.
God, I'm just having to try and have a bit of crack around here.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I actually have my porridge in the microwave. Normally, I put it for 2 minutes. I don't know what was going on. I put it for 3 minutes and my golly gumdrop, the microwave, very messy. And very hot.
I was wondering why you're up there for so long. Did it explode?
Oh, I was trying to clean. Yeah, it exploded everywhere, but piping hot.
Hot.
Very hot.
Good morning. And when films come out and new movies are released, sometimes the companies send us in promo stuff to, you know, put on social media to kind of give it an extra plug.
To our very few followers.
Usually it's a load of rubbish and I don't even open the box.
But we received an absolutely enormous box yesterday.
Between the two of us, because whenever things get sent in to people, everyone gets their own separate things. Me and Nathan, always together. I don't think they know our surnames. I think they think Graham and Nathan is like,
one person.
Yeah.
Maybe they think that. But we ended up receiving, I don't know what size it is. Do you know the size of it?
This shark is about, if when held up lengthways, it's about the size of me. So about 5'8".
I'm going to say 3 golden retrievers. That's the size of the shark. And it's also a sleeping bag as well.
So this morning I colluded with our producer Callum. I said, Callum, when Nathan's, you know, deep in writing his 20 got to get around questions, you take the phone and I'm going to sneak up behind him and jump on him and pretend he's been eaten by this shark, because this shark is absolutely huge. It's because of the Meg movie, the massive shark that eats everybody. And this is the audio that came from the Instagram video, and just listen to producer Callum's sweet, sweet laugh at the end.
Oh, it's awful, isn't it?
Oh, man, it's awful.
This is producer Callum distracting Nathan talking
about
being
sinuses.
Sinus
My
problems.
Sinuses are awful.
And I'm just sneaking up behind him.
Oh, it's awful, isn't it?
Oh, man, it's awful. Awful. My sinus. Awful. Oh,
Oh, that's a terrifying laugh. But I am annoyed because you were so close to dislocating my shoulder for a fourth time.
Don't care.
You don't care.
It's all about the funny.
And then I said afterwards, I went, you do realise my shoulder's still very raw.
Would you rather a dislocated shoulder but Callum laughing?
No. No, I really don't want to dislocate my shoulder.
I did actually apologize after, so I was like, I did come very close to your shoulder.
No, you didn't really. You just went, oh, it's good content, come on. And I went, I don't care.
But could you imagine if we videoed the dislocation of the shoulder for the fourth time?
No, I would hate that.
It would have been absolutely unbelievable.
Stop.
fun. I check out the video. Check out my Instagram, Instagram02.
Oh, there we go. Thought you'd do that. I didn't think you were going to do that.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Now, I haven't seen you this excited to tell a news story since Tony McGregor received a lot of coinage at Lansdowne Dart Station.
This is the weirdest story I've given you in a while.
All right.
So you know Johnny Depp and Amber Heard?
Yeah, wasn't a good relationship.
Johnny Depp has revealed the incident that led up to the end of their marriage.
Oh, did he cheat? Did he?
This will blow your mind.
All right. Okay?
So Amber Heard, his former wife, was having her 30th birthday party. Johnny Depp turned up 2 hours late for the birthday party. An argument ensued. And then a couple of hours after the argument, Johnny Depp went into their bedroom and found that the bedsheets, their bedsheets, had been soiled.
Like there was loads of feces in the bed.
Apologies if you're eating your breakfast. Their bedsheets had been soiled.
Apologies if you're eating feces.
Depp then stormed out of the house and says that he believes there is strong photographic evidence that connected Amber to the feces, and he believed
what?
It was left as a prank and it was the last straw. She, however, blames their dog Boo.
I think it was the dog Boo.
Who had bowel problems. However, the housekeeper, the poor housekeeper who had to clean it up, has said that the feces were far too big to come from their dog Boo.
I'm sorry, now why would Amber do something like that? That is some sick prank if she's going to do that on her birthday.
Do it on her birthday in her own marital bed.
Like, I know the saying, it's my birthday, I can cry if I want to, but I don't know if...
It's my birthday and I can poo if I want to?
Just have a good ring to it.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Shower down in this beautiful segment we do every Thursday.
I'm taking a shower right now.
It's called Downtown. We have a song. We go.
Downtown, Nathan is on the streets. Downtown, he's telling a bunch of lies. Downtown, Nathan is going downtown.
Morning. Part of the show where I hit the streets and I tell people lies about a certain topic. Yesterday, huge day if you were a Leaving Cert student because you were collecting your results, Graham.
Congratulations to everybody. I believe across the country, 8 people got maximum points.
Good Lord.
Could you imagine getting maximum points?
You know, maybe that's a bit too much.
Too many points.
You don't want too many points.
You're setting the bar too high. So it's the only way is down.
Do you know what I did? Do you know what I decided to? I decided to hit those mean streets and tell people lies about the Leaving Cert results. The Leaving Cert results. Do you remember your day?
No, not really. It's quite a long time ago.
How did you get on?
I got on very well.
Oh, I see you're keeping your cards close to your chest, sir.
It's very close to my chest, yeah.
A principal from Roscommon is in a lot of trouble because he was seen laughing at a girl who was crying because she only got 12 points. Do you think that's funny?
No, not really, sir.
Sir, you're smiling.
Well, do you want me to start crying? Do you want me to start crying as well? Are you messing me about or something? There's some camera around here.
What do you have in the bag there? It looks like a puzzle.
No, it's a double blow-up mattress.
Good Lord. One student in Dublin got 600 points. Now, in his spare time, he's also a Lewis driver. They are the hardest working people in the world.
No, I'm not surprised, to be honest. Yeah, a lot of spare time to be studying and all.
What skills are required to drive a Lewis?
Driving a Lewis, that's about it.
But there's a lot of buttons and switches.
On your uniform.
I'm looking for Leaving Cert students. Well, who am I talking to?
Kelly Confrey.
Kelly, how do we get on?
Yeah, I'm delighted with how I did.
Oh, brilliant. Did you get your first choice?
I'm not too sure. I'll have to wait for Monday, but hopefully I did, yeah.
What time did you collect the results?
I was there for 9.
And where did you open it? By yourself in the bathroom?
No, I went back to my car.
And this is your mother?
Yeah.
Very proud?
So proud of her. Couldn't be more proud.
Lovely T-shirt. Who are we wearing?
Hi, Di.
Where are you from?
New York.
New York, New York, the city of dreams, Sunshine City.
Upstate.
I believe that the Leaving Cert is happening today. That's a big exam that a lot of students have to go through. They have to collect their results. But big news right now, a goat actually did the exam and got nearly 300 points. Are you surprised by that?
No.
What do you think about goats? Do you think they're going to rule the world very soon?
I think they're good in soup.
Goat soup?
Goat head soup.
Never had that before. Where have you had that?
The Rolling Stones thing about it.
Mick Jagger is eating a goat's head?
That's the name of their album.
Sir, thank you very much.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
Our next contestant should be waiting by the phone right now.
All they got to do is beat Amy on top of the leaderboard. She's on 16. You got to get 17 or more. And this morning we have Megan. Megan, what are you up to?
I'm in work.
You're in work right now?
Yeah.
What line of work are we in, Megan?
I'm a medical secretary in St. Luke's.
Okay. And what time do you finish up today?
5.
5? Oh,
very long, isn't it?
It's a long day. We're going to play a game of Gotta Get It Wrong. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There is no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question. And you only got a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. Amy's on top of the leaderboard. She got a score of 16. Vicky came on yesterday and got 16. But you must get 17 or more to go top of the leaderboard and be in pole position to win €100 tomorrow morning.
I like you, Megan. You remind me of a very young Gwen Stefani.
I wish.
1 minute on the clock.
Who is Jay-Z married to?
I don't know.
Who is Beyonce married to?
Kanye West.
Who is John Legend married to?
Me.
Who is Kanye West married to?
Courtney.
Who is the Chelsea manager?
Marito.
What TV show did Carol Vorderman used to be on?
Loose Women.
What rhymes with slug?
B.
How do you spell smelly?
M-E-O-S-I.
What's 43 minus 9?
30.
13 plus 23 is 38. True or false?
True.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Potato.
Sing a Blazing Squad song.
I got you, babe.
Sing a Peter Andre song.
If you want to be my lover.
Hum the EastEnders theme song.
Do-do-do-do.
What TV show was Little Mo in?
Simpsons.
What TV show was Big Mo in?
The Rugrats.
Oh, it's going to be a close one.
It's over to you. I'm confused. I got very confused
How
there.
How did you find that, Megan?
I got very confused.
A lot of marriage questions.
There is a very contentious answer this morning.
Can I guess it?
Yeah, go on.
Carol Vorderman.
Carol Vorderman.
Big Mo in the Rugrats.
So,
Simpsons.
What?
You said that Carol Vorderman used to be on Loose Women. I've just done a cheeky internet search. And on Carol Vorderman's Wikipedia page, there is a section about Loose Women. She was a series regular.
I can't accept
the answer.
Oh, get over yourself, Callum.
Look at this. God, it's
ruin everyone's day.
We've just put up with this every day, Megan.
Okay.
Megan, you came on this morning. You had to beat Amy, who got 16. I can tell you. I'm just going to rip it off like a bandage.
Band-aid.
What?
Go on.
Go on.
You got 15.
I liked Marito, the Chelsea manager. I liked him. It sounds like Burrito and Mourinho.
So it tastes nice.
Megan, thank you so much for coming on. You're a good sport this morning. Stay strong till 5 o'clock later on. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
See you, Megan.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
It's we the best music. It's Father Fassad.
Another one. Just love it.
Could you imagine if DJ Khaled was your father?
Oh my God. So he's saying father of Assad at the end of that. And actually, because Assad is his son, he is the father of Assad.
Does he just have one son?
That I know of. And he actually has his own Instagram account, Assad. He's about three or four.
How many followers does he have?
So this will make you feel bad about yourself.
Oh, this is going to be depressing.
Assad Khaled.
2 years of age. I'd say all the celebrities are following. It's only one now.
What?
Wow. Breaking news. DJ Khaled's son is 1 year.
Got it. So, with this one-year-old, Asad Tuck Khaled has 2 million followers on Instagram.
Of course.
And the thing is...
How many is he following?
He's only following 94. But the thing is...
It's a strange number.
They post Instagram posts about him like he's talking himself. So... Kids Foot Locker had Asad Khaled over in their shop and they go, thanks Kids Foot Locker for having me, that was amazing. But the kid can't even talk.
He can't talk.
But he's got gold bracelets and gold
chains.
Great head
of hair, doesn't he?
He does. And his father is DJ Khaled. And DJ Khaled's next album is going to be called Father of Asad. It's going to have 11 tracks because it's his 11th studio album.
And Justin Bieber's grown out the moustache again.
Oh, yeah.
Found that out this morning. It's always great news.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
24 hours from now, I'm going to be doing something very uncomfortable. Because on yesterday's show, Nathan came to me and he told me he has tickets to Pitbull on Monday night. Of course, he and Britney Spears are playing the Three Arena. I'm not saying Pitbull is supporting Britney Spears. I'm saying it's a dual effort. Don't like to say
that. No, Pitbull is supporting Britney Spears.
My favourite artist of all time. I couldn't get my hands on tickets because they announced after the concert sold out that Pitbull was joining Britney. Why didn't you tell me he was there before the tickets went on sale?
You don't think that he should be supporting her?
I think he should be leading this. But look, Nathan texted me the other night saying he sorted out with Pitbull tickets. And yesterday, you chose that I had to go on Grafton Street to sing Hit Me Baby One More Time at this time tomorrow, live on the radio. And Nathan then will give me the tickets.
You're performing after 8. It's going to be a hell of a performance. And what I want there to be is a big crowd. Because I think you want a big crowd, Graham. You want to perform in front of lots and lots of people.
See, I think this is very unfair because last week when I was away, you did a performance in Pier Street Dart Station.
Yeah, Akon Mr. Lonely.
At 11:45.
Tons of people turned up.
When everybody was in work, nobody turned up. You could do it. You could get in, you could get out. No problems at all. You're putting me there at the weekend on rush hour traffic on Friday.
I want to know right now, if you listening, will you be there for Graham's performance? After 8, top of Grafton Street, you want to sing, you want to see Graham sing Britney Spears' Hit Me Baby One More Time. So if you are going to be there, I want you again contact right now, 087-711-1038.
I actually think there's problems on Grafton Street, so I think you have to reroute.
No, there's no problems tomorrow at all. We want a big crowd there.
Say Seamus Green's closed tomorrow, so if you get the Lewis, get the bus around.
Want you to be there.
All right, let's talk brass tacks, because what are you envisioning going? How long the song?
Definitely full
how
song.
How much to the song?
Full song.
Well, I'm not doing the full song.
What do you mean you're not doing the full song?
Because
we agreed on that. Full song.
No, we didn't agree on that. 3 minutes and 44 seconds is the length of the full song.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I'm not doing the full song. What I will offer to do is, because I feel like it has to be negotiations here, I will do the chorus.
No way.
And it's 21 seconds long.
First of all, you'll be singing with a lot more passion than you are right now.
You never said I had to sing with passion. You said I just had to sing.
Absolutely
the song.
Not.
Perfect. And wait a sec.
Way too short.
Absolutely.
Way too short.
That's perfect.
You're not doing just a chorus. No. Two verses, two choruses. That is my final offer. There you go.
That's over 2 minutes. This is going to be on the radio. You can't be hearing that.
That's fine. That's just
I was
one chorus. That's a slap in the face.
Because I did dissect the song last night. I will offer. This is what was my final offer.
Okay, yeah, I'm listening.
I'll do one verse, one chorus. I'll start with this. Then this leads into the chorus, and it is exactly 1 minute. That is my final offer. It's exactly 1 minute, perfectly long enough so people don't get bored of the performance on the street and on the radio. 1 minute. One verse, one chorus.
One verse, one chorus.
And that's it, and then I get the Pitbull tickets.
All right, do you know what? You drive a hard bargain, Mr. O'Toole, but I'm willing to accept that.
Fantastic, excellent.
But I am going to throw in another element, okay?
What?
I want to add in an extra element. I'll tell you what it is after cheat codes. Only you.
Oh. Why can't you just tell me?
No, just an extra element. You'll agree to it. You'll love it. Don't worry.
Hello, Laura.
Hi.
Yes, Laura. Are you going to be there for Graham's performance tomorrow after 8, top of Grafton Street, singing Britney Spears' Hit Me Baby One More Time?
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Yes!
Laura, there's construction. They're re-cobbling the Grafton Street area tomorrow. So there's actually closed. So you can't get down there. So unfortunately, I'm sorry.
Now, I did say, Graham, that I wanted to add in an extra element to the performance.
Oh, God.
Because you aren't just singing this. I want you to be Miss Britney Spears.
No.
So what I did yesterday, I spoke to the boss and I used up all this year's budget to get you this. Look inside the bag. It's like ready, steady, cook. You're gonna, Laura, what do you think I got him?
Possibly a snake.
Oh. Oh, that would be amazing. A humongous cobra.
Okay. I'm looking in. I think I know what this is.
No, come on, open it.
I can tell by the colours.
Just open it.
It's dark grey, black and white. There's a lot of clothes in here. Laura, do you know what it is?
It's a school uniform.
It's a school uniform.
You better believe it.
It's black high knee socks.
I broke the bank with those socks.
There's a white shirt. Oh, no. Oh, Nathan, please. This isn't a performance.
Stop
this
it.
Is humiliation.
No, it's not. It's a performance. You want to see Pitbull, you got to work for it.
Laura, there is a tiny black school skirt.
Now, don't ask me how I got that.
And then what I can only imagine what you're trying to replicate is her small grey cardigan, but it's actually a grey zippy hoodie.
Really hard to find, and as I said, the budget, there wasn't a lot there.
I didn't agree to this.
No, stop. It's a performance. You're not going to just sing on Grafton Street. You need to be Britney Spears.
Yesterday,
people won't know what you're doing.
I agreed to sing the song. I did not agree to this. And I, do you know what? I had a feeling this was going to happen today because I saw there was a bit of action on Twitter and on the message saying, get him to dress up as Britney. Get him to dress up as Britney. And you didn't mention yesterday. I thought I got away with it.
You got to give the people what they want. And Laura, what I'm also throwing in is...
A what?
I want you to wear the pigtails.
The pigtails.
The pigtails.
You can't even say it right.
I want you to have...
I'm sure you have bobbins.
Bobbins.
Bobbins. We need bobbins.
Yes, need
producer
bobbins.
Callum, get out and get me some bobbins.
Some bobbins.
Oh, okay. Well, Laura, let's let you know, reiterate, close tomorrow, Grafton Street.
It's not,
so
Laura.
You'll be able to check it on social media, I presume.
Laura, want you there, want you cheering, and also bring maybe a bowl of tomatoes and start throwing it at him during his performance.
Okay.
Thank you, Laura. Bye.
See you, Laura. Bye.
Am I able to leave a hat down and collect some money?
No, absolutely not. Just to reiterate one more time, Graham will be on Grafton Street, the top of it, outside Stephen's Green tomorrow, 8:05. He's going to be performing Britney Spears' Hit Me Baby one more time for Pitbull tickets. Come one, come all.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Oh, just let's do it. Let's all come together and let's try and give away that 1,000 euro.
Let's go to the phone lines. We have Alex. Alex, how you doing?
Doing great. What's going on?
Yes, Alex, yes.
Now, Alex, we are playing birthday bingo. This morning's month is October. What date in October is your birthday?
My day is the 11th.
Oh, that's a great date, Alex.
So if 11 comes out of the drum this morning, you'll be winning 1,000 euro. Let's go over to Nathan.
Alex, my man, I have two birthday bingo drums. One is the beloved Jackie Cooney birthday bingo drum. The other one, the electronic one from China, sponsored by Super Steo's Bouncy Castles.
And if number one comes out of either drum, you will be winning rental of their most famous drum, the Disco Dome.
Dome.
Sorry, I keep saying drum. Bouncy Castle.
So which drum do you want to use this morning?
Gotta go with the Jackie one.
We're gonna have to go, Jackie.
Okay, let's go, Jackie. Let's go.
Let's go, Jackie. Let's go. Here we go. Good spin. Good spin.
All right. Oh, we have a date this morning.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I am smiling this morning.
What's the number again you're looking for?
I'm looking for the 11th, please.
11th.
Alex, my man, I can tell you. It gives me great pleasure to say this morning's date is the 1st.
Oh! You have won rental of Super Steo's Bouncing Castle.
Yes.
You are the first person ever to win a sponsored prize
Incredible.
On this. You win rental off the Disco Dome for a full day.
Yeah, thank you. That's
Alex.
Great. Yes, Alex.
I hope you have a party coming soon.
No, I mean, I could have used 1,000, but I'll take the bounce.
No, stop. You will take your Disco Dome and you'll enjoy it.
Alex, have a great day. Bye-bye.
You guys are the best.
See you, man. Take care.
Well, another... happy customer on birthday bingo. He seemed delighted with
it. They come and they leave, Graham, with a smile on their face.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Undercovers with Nathan.
I'm all about the music. I'm all about creating an atmosphere. Now, you did say, do you want Pink Panther music? But we did have that the other day. It just mixed things up. Let's keep it fresh. Let's keep it exciting. Maybe the X-Files.
I know you always say, I like to keep it fresh and paint a picture. You literally go between two. It's either that or this.
Well, there's not a lot there, let's be honest. What about the scary one? Now, that's way too scary. Here is the headline of the newspaper. Hungry thief wanted after nearly $100,000 worth of ramen noodles stolen. Now you might be listening to this thinking, what is ramen? Well, I actually had ramen last night.
That's very oriental of you.
Yes, I got a big bowl, a chicken broth. You have these thick noodles. Now, yeah, they're not like coconut noodles, they're a little bit thicker.
Surprisingly, I'm a very plain eater. I know what ramen is because I accidentally ordered it before in one of the Asian food chains.
Delicious.
In town where you have to share seats with people. And I hated it.
Did you hate it?
Yeah, I didn't like ramen.
So you've brought your noodles and then you have little bits of meat.
No.
Okay.
Give me a pie.
So this man, he hasn't been caught yet. His trailer was caught. Okay. He left it at the side of the street. Inside the trailer, you open the big door. You see so much ramen in the place. Now, it is worth $98,000. It's not worth $100,000, but people like rounding up numbers.
Yeah.
Okay, so the sheriff from Georgia was like, oh my God, why is there so much ramen? Who is this man? Clearly he's left the trailer.
It's the ramen bandit.
Ramen bandit. But the ramen bandit has gone. He's disappeared. They haven't found him. Why did he steal so much ramen?
Where did he get the ramen from? Did he steal it from a warehouse? Did he steal it from a restaurant? Or did they... Oh God, he's got his head in his hands. He didn't find out where he stole the ramen from. So basically he said there's a... So what you are saying is there is a trailer of ramen found on the side of the road. So basically it could be a delivery of ramen that someone just left.
It doesn't say much here. There's not a lot being said here.
What I don't understand is you scribble out half of it. He has his sheet. He types out the story. And then
copy and paste it.
And then he scribbles out half it. So we don't know where he stole it from. Do we actually know if it's stolen at all?
I'm just concerned about the ramen. It's going to be spoiled. We don't know where the man is. We don't know why the ramen was there. It could be a delivery truck. Who knows? But can I just say one more thing?
You can say a few more if you want.
I find it very difficult eating ramen with chopsticks. And last night I asked for a fork.
Okay. On the way
Don't end like that.
What, you don't have the full details on this story for us?
No arrests have been made so far.
Because it's just a delivery truck. There's no place reported some robbery of now.
Disappointed
ramen.
With myself. I'll take that home.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And we've Jake on the line. Jake, hello.
Hello.
Jakey boy, what is the plan today, my friend?
Nothing, I'm in work.
Oh, what line of work are we in?
I work in a credit union.
We're getting a lot of people in banks and
credit
unions.
Money, something funny.
Might be looking for an old loan soon enough. Can I pop in?
Yeah, of course.
Good old Carol.
Do you have a big old stamp? So you get a sheet of paper and you go approved, verified, or rejected, declined?
Approved.
Which credit union are you in, Jake?
It's TUI Credit Union out in Ballymount.
Okay, well, what we're going to do this morning is we're going to try and sort you out with the Fitbit All to Gold. You can go running on your lunch break and get fit. All you got to do is tell us what song Nathan was listening to. We'll play it for you once more. What is it, Jake?
Is it 2002, Anne-Marie?
Yes, you are damn right, Jakey boy. Back of the net, son.
Nice one, Jake. You win the Fitbit Alter Gold. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank
you. See you, man. Take care.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And it is time to choose a winner.
The power. I have the power right now because you just give me the headlines of three news stories and then I, Nathan Jeremiah O'Reilly, I choose my favourite one and then I hear about the news story.
Yeah, I try to do puns in there as well. Headline number one, Nathan, today is hip lock bags.
I just don't want to hear that.
Headline number two. Are you serious?
Oh, might have something to do with Siri.
Siri. Headline number three. Mayonnaise.
Well, I read that. I don't know how you'd flesh that story out, that people aren't really using mayonnaise anymore.
Boom, you got it. It was going to be a quick one.
Wow. I'll go with the second one. Come on.
Are you serious? That is the news story today, that online assistants such as iPhone Siri are bamboozled by the Irish accent. A new report reveals that our distinctive dialects are proving too difficult for most virtual help apps.
Interesting.
People in Donegal are the most challenging to understand, with more than a third, at 39%, unable to get a word in. Users in Clare, 36%, and Kerry, 33%, are being struggled to understand by the software. So what I'm going to do this morning is, I have three sentences I'm going to ask Siri. I've plugged my phone into the system, and you're going to try and figure out whether Siri will be able to understand what I'm saying and give an answer.
Well, this is a delightful game.
Okay, so I'm going to give you the sentence in my normal accent.
Yep.
Then you choose whether or not you'll be able to send me, and then I'll do it in my most countrified accent I can do.
Okay.
The first sentence I'm going to ask Siri is, where is the St. Stephen's Green Shopping Centre?
Do you know what? I trust Siri's abilities. I'm going to say she's going to get that.
Sorry, I just moved my microphone. You're saying she's going to understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, here I go. One second.
Technology's great.
Siri, where is St. Stephen's Green Shopping Centre?
Okay, I found this on the web for Sherry. File is St. Stephen's Green Shopping Centre.
What?
She said, okay, I found...
Sherry File, is that a street in Dublin?
Sherry File is St. Stephen's Green. But the first contact is St. Stephen's Green Shopping Centre, so...
You sounded more like Texas.
I'll say we'll give her a point.
I
think we'll give her a point.
Yeah, we will. Well done, Siri, believe in you.
Next one, what colour is a stop sign? Do you think she'll understand
that? What colour is a stop sign? I'm going to say Siri's going to get it again.
Siri, what colour is a stop sign?
Okay, I found this on the web for what colour is a stop showing.
Oh no! She missed the last hurdle there.
Sorry, Siri, so it is 1-1 between Siri and Graham.
Is it worth getting the drone out for this?
No.
Okay.
What is, the last one is, name a film by Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal. Steven Seagal. I think she'll get it. I believe in her. I've stuck with her for the last two.
Siri, name a film by Steven Seagal.
I didn't find exactly what you were looking for.
No, no.
Here are two films with Steven Seagal.
Yeah! Gunshot Straight and Fire Down Below.
Oh, that's a fantastic film.
From 1996. So Siri wins out.
Yeah, Siri.
And Nathan, thank you for choosing the news.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8, 8, 8.